A weary but beautiful woman was Hina, and as the years grew on her, she became more and more weary, but yet more beautiful. From sunrise to sunset, she would sit outside her hut, beating out tapa cloth to clothe her family. One day, when her husband gave her the new task of fishing shrimp amongst the rocks with a net, she cried out in weariness, "Oh, that I might go away from this place, somewhere to stay and rest." A sun rainbow that often visited the valley heard Hina and pitied her. It soon formed an arching path of brilliant colors from the rocks to the heavens. With net in hand, Hina traveled along the path of the rainbow, believing it would lead her to the heavens and over to the sun, where she would enter and rest herself. As Hina traveled higher and higher along the arch of the rainbow, the rays of the sun beat on her more strongly. By the time she entered the region beyond the clouds, there was nothing to shelter her. The fire from the sun's rays began to torture and shrivel her. Hina could go no further, and slipping back along the rainbow arch, she returned to Earth once again. It was not long before the sun set and night spread its cool mantle of darkness over the earth. With the sun's rays no longer upon her, Hina regained her strength. As she stood outside her home, her husband approached from the pool with a calabash of water. Seeing Hina, he scolded her because she had not been there to bring water to the house. In her weariness, Hina looked into the sky and, seeing a lovely full moon, thought, "To the moon I will go. It looks so peaceful. I can sit for a long, long time and rest my weary body." Hina then went into the grass hut for the calabash that held all things of this earth that were precious to her. As she came out of the hut, there before her door appeared a moon rainbow. Hina's husband was startled and angry when he saw what Hina was carrying. He asked her where she was going. Hina replied, "I am going to the moon, where I can rest myself." With calabash in hand, Hina began to climb along the arch of the lunar rainbow. Hina was almost out of her husband's reach when, in his anger, he suddenly sprang up and caught her foot in a powerful grip, twisting her ankle as he fell back. But Hina traveled on. She was filled with pain, yet she rejoiced as she traveled along the rainbow through the still of the night. At last, Hina came to where the stars were, and she chanted an ancient prayer to them that they might show her the way. The little stars were startled at first. Then they willingly led Hina to the moon, twinkling all the way. The moon, seeing Hina approach, veiled in a canopy of stars, thought her beautiful and welcomed her. And so, Hina entered the moon. From that moment on, she was known as Hina, Woman of the Moon. On nights when the sky is filled with the fullness of the moon, you may see Hina sitting in the moon with her calabash by her side. It is the belief of old Hawaii that the exquisite fleecy white clouds are the rare tapir claws Hina has beaten out to clothe the celestial hosts in the infinite fields of heaven.